This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A former federal judge expects the Colorado Supreme Court will reverse a lower court ruling and exclude Donald Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot. The lower court ruled last month that Trump participated in the January 6th insurrection, but that a constitutional provision that would exclude other candidates does not cover presidential candidates. But J. Michael Luttig said Denver District Court Judge Sarah Wallace was mistaken in finding that Trump could be included next spring.
I don't have any doubt that the Supreme Court of Colorado will see the error that Judge Wallace made, that the 14th Amendment doesn't even apply to the former president.
Luttig helped craft the theory that Trump violated a clause from the amendment that bars those who've taken an oath to the U.S. Constitution and later rebelled against the government from holding elected office again. The Supreme Court takes up the case today. Home sales around Denver are dropping. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the city is following a national trend.
The housing market always slows down during the winter, but this year is way slower than usual. The number of homes sold in November was down about 19% from the same time last year. Higher interest rates are to blame, according to a report by the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. A lot of people are opting to stay put rather than take out a new mortgage that might be four times as expensive as their existing one. Prices are down slightly, but are still close to record highs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver is hiring workers for city shelters. The city wants to nearly double its paid shelter staff to help serve migrants coming in from out of state. Mayor Mike Johnston.
The numbers can adjust so quickly that in terms of hotel capacity, we've learned how to add and subtract that. It's harder to add and subtract human capacity.
The mayor says shelter jobs pay from $25 to $32 an hour. There's a hiring fair at Denver's Wellington Webb building on Friday. In Denver today, a high near 70, about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News.